Let's just jog through a few other things related to AML. You mentioned this patient actually had prior MDS. Any comments about CPX-351? What is it? Are you using it? Would you have used it in this lady if the trial wasn't available?
Yeah, so CPX-351 is a repackaged form of the standard of care 7+3. It's cytarabine and daunorubicin in a fixed molar ratio. And the thinking is that this would allow for a more sort of even exposure of the leukemia cells in the bone marrow microenvironment. I don't quite understand why that would be or why the 5:1 molar ratio was ideal. But in the setting of patients with secondary AML, so either AML from MDS or treatment-related AML, who got the CPX-351 versus induction chemotherapy, there was a clear survival benefit. And there was a reduction in toxicity. Now, statistically significant, but when you look at the actual numbers, you know, I think there's some question as to the clinical significance. And, you know, when I tell a patient that the difference is a couple months, usually that's not what the patient's looking for, frankly. That, you know, hey, this treatment X will provide at best a few more months of survival. I think most patients would find that disappointing, frankly. The toxicity improvement, I don't want to diminish that. It was marginal but real, and I think that helps. I think the realistic issue is just the cost of this, and I think that's a real barrier. So this is an extremely expensive therapy, and when you try to match up the benefits versus that cost, I think that there are some issues there with many institutions.
So have you utilized it? Are you presenting it as an option to your patients?
I've used it once. And when I have a therapy like azacitidine and the safety and the efficacy there and the strong program we have there, I haven't really had the opportunity to use it as a result of that. But other places that don't have access at the moment to venetoclax, I think it's a reasonable thing to do, just as long as everyone's clear-eyed about the real benefit that you're offering patients and that there's a very, you know, open exchange about expectations with this therapy. So it's a very reasonable thing to do. We haven't had opportunity to use it much, and I'm glad for that because I think I have something better.